Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Loud and Lifted. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm. In this quick lift, we revisit my conversation with Linda Strange, my former business coach, to unpack how to master your pie, performance, image, and exposure. Three ingredients that determine your career success. And I'm willing to bet you aren't as intentional about them as you should be. So let's dig in. Number one, performance is your foundation. You have to be great at what you do. It's the foundation before anything else matters that we're going to talk about. But here's the trap. Performance alone won't get you to the next level. Many women think, if I just keep delivering, I'll get noticed. And that's not true. I've seen this happen time and time again with women in my career, especially younger women. They come into an organization and they put their head down and they grind it out and they're working crazy hours and accomplishing a lot, but nobody knows what they're doing. So performance is important. And like I said, that's really the foundation. It's table stakes. Nothing else matters if you're not good at what you do. But there's more to the pie that we have to dig into. So action item here, though, is to evaluate your performance. I'm sure many of you receive performance reviews on the regular or feedback from your manager. But if not, ask for feedback. Ask for feedback on your strengths and improvement areas. Don't guess. And then identify one skill gap that you can close in the next 90 days. Number two. Image is your brand. It's how others perceive you. Now, what's included in image? It's your appearance, of course, but it's also your communication style, your professionalism, and your presence. This affects more opportunities than you think. And here's the truth, your image is already being crafted in people's minds. If you're not shaping it intentionally, someone else is. This really ties into what we talked about with Jill too, with executive presence. It's how you show up. It's how you're in the room. It's what people say about you when you leave the room. How do people describe you? Are you described as somebody who is collaborative and optimistic and a problem solver and a team player? Or do you leave the room and people are like, oh, thank goodness, she is such a pain in the ass. She's so negative. She's not collaborative. She's defensive when you give feedback. You have to know what people are thinking and or saying about you when you're not in the room. And you need to be really thinking about this in different areas of how you're showing up on an online meeting. Do you have your camera on? Are you present? Are you engaged? As well as if you're in a conference room or you're in a team meeting. How are you showing up and what is your image that you're portraying when you're in those situations. Action item here is ask people that you trust at work who you know will give you honest and real feedback. Don't ask somebody who's just going to say things to be nice, but ask your peers, your coworkers, maybe even your boss, five words to describe you. And then compare those words that they said to what you want to use. Linda gave a very good example of someone who did this who had very positive words, and it was things like being kind and nice and collaborative. Great words, right? We want people to say that about us. But the words that weren't used were words that she was striving to be because she wanted to be a leader or a manager and have people report to her. So that gave her really a path to focus on some of those other words that weren't showing up on her list. Now, you may do this exercise and words that you don't want on your list are there, and then that's something that needs to be addressed. So sometimes they may be aspirational words that you want added to your list, and sometimes you may get feedback of words that you don't want on your list, and then you can work towards that. So that's your action item, is get those five words from your coworkers. Number three, exposure is your amplifier. It's not about shameless self-promotion. It's about making sure the right people know who you are, what you do and the value you bring. You can't wait for someone else to shine a light on you. It's too risky. I often say, does your boss know what you actually do? But more importantly, does your boss's boss know what you do, or somebody else above you in the organization? I loved Linda's example about the Broadway stage versus the community theater. So Broadway stage, her example was, you know, maybe there's a big corporate event, maybe there's a town hall meeting where there's people who you don't typically run into or work with from a leadership perspective that you have exposure to. So take that opportunity to sit beside somebody new, to introduce yourself, to ask questions to someone that you're sitting beside. Don't just sit beside somebody new and then not engage with them. But make sure at those Broadway stage opportunities, you're getting outside your comfort zone and you're talking to people that would be important to help influence your network and your exposure. The other piece that she talked about was the community theater. And I love this because it's every day, right? You have the opportunity to get exposure every day. And it's sometimes in those smaller options. It could be in the lunchroom, actually making conversation with a vice president that you don't really have any reason to work with, but letting them know who you are and that you exist. Those little conversations and giving yourself exposure to people, even in a social setting, really go a long way. The other piece of exposure is LinkedIn. Again, another great, not only networking opportunity, but an opportunity to promote yourself, what you're working on, what's going on, or maybe even your company, if that's more comfortable to start off with. There's a lot of opportunity for exposure probably every day, no matter what your work environment is, but think about how you can be more intentional with your exposure. Action item for exposure is identify three people either in your organization or in your industry who need to know your work, and then set a plan to connect. Again, reaching out via LinkedIn, reaching out via an email. I talked about when on Linda's episode how, you know, people within my company were very good sometimes about reaching out, and it could have been sending an email about saying, hey, thanks so much that the company is doing this, or thanks for holding this event, or whatever it is. You don't have to start off with a big self-promotion elevator pitch, although you should be ready for elevator pitch. That might have to be a conversation for another day. But it's being intentional about making those connections, networking, relationships. Number four, you can fix your pie at any stage. If one slice is lagging, you can rebalance it. Now, we talked about performance. Image, I will be honest, is probably the hardest slice to change dramatically if you feel like you're not headed in the right direction, but it's just taking baby steps. Maybe you need to address some items that need to be repaired. Maybe it's relationships. If it is something like you go into meetings and you present and you get really defensive and now you have a bad reputation about that, figure out how you can work on that. What are those triggers? Sometimes a lot of those triggers can negatively affect our image. So it's identifying those. And again, baby steps. You're not going to be perfect every day. Breaking news, none of us are. So identify what you need to work on, whether it's with your performance or your image, and I'm sure your exposure needs some work, and then make a plan to be intentional about addressing that. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, pie is one of the most important career lessons you can learn. I even talk about it to my own teens. They love it so much, but it matters everywhere. It matters at their age in school, and it matters in sports, and it definitely matters in your career. Success isn't just about doing excellent work. It's about making sure the right people see the work, know your value, and view you as someone worth investing in. So be intentional, protect and grow your performance, image, and exposure. And when you do, your career will move in the direction you want it to go. If you haven't listened to Linda's full episode, I strongly encourage you to check it out. And if this quick lift resonated with you, please share it with a friend and follow us on Instagram for more practical career tools. Until next time, stay loud, stay lifted, and keep showing up with a powerful image.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.